Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Sean from Calvary Chapel Lemon Grove. Just wanted to welcome you to our weekly worship service online. And this is my wife, Karen, over to the to my right, and our son, Michael, in the middle. We're going to open in a word of prayer. Michael's going to read Psalm 101, and then our unplugged worship team is going to take it away for today. So, Father, we just love you and thank you for this morning, and we thank you for your presence here with us. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you desire to do within each of us. And we make ourselves available to you now. We ask you to still our hearts and help us to reflect on you, Lord. Help us to stay in touch with you, in tune with you, and rely upon you. So now, Lord, we just pray that you would inhabit the praises of your people. Bless us and guide us, and may you be honored in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now, Michael, if you want to read Psalm 101 for us.
Psalm 101, I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not show wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord.
All right, thank you, Michael. And now, worship team, take it away.
Greater, I got a stronger, God, you are higher. Father, awesome in power, a God, a God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against?
Upon your love, it is a firm foundation.
in you alone, and I will not be shaken.
Right.